NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Believe in we.
All right, it's that time on a Wednesday. We talk to the senior insider, NFL insider for ESPN. He is our buddy Adam Schefter. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Shefty, good afternoon.
What's going on, guys?
A lot of good stuff, and this is perfect timing to have you on. I thought your report on Monday night was fantastic because it was kind of giving us a refresher on things that maybe we didn't know about, which is I didn't know about him being a free agent after the season's over. I'm talking about Tom Brady. And then the stuff about he and his trainer putting their homes in Massachusetts up for sale. I think by you putting it out there, and then I heard Tom said that he's in a unique situation and that he certainly didn't take what you said and try to throw it in the garbage can. He just, everything is left for interpretation right now. And I guess I would ask you this. Do you have an interpretation of this? I said to Bobby yesterday, just because he puts his home up for sale doesn't mean it has to sell right away. And maybe he's put it up for an exorbitant price that if he gets it, then he'd make a decision on living somewhere else. But
Give us
your best interpretation of what's going on here.
My best interpretation is he's getting ready to leave the Boston area. That's my best interpretation. And I think it's obvious that he's getting ready to leave the Boston area at this point in time. And so, thank you. One second, hold on. Thank you. My best interpretation is that he's leaving the Boston area. I think you look at it and just, I think there's no other way to view it right now. If he's selling his home. Look, Tom Brady, money's not an issue there.
Nope.
Well, it's take that out of the equation, right? Like, his wife and him, it's not like, we got to sell this home so we can afford to go buy a new one or something like that. That's not the case. And so, again, I think he's preparing to leave the Boston area. Now, I don't know whether he's going to retire or continue playing football somewhere else, or maybe even, and I said this, work out something at the last minute with the New England Patriots. That could happen too, because as I said on air, Monday Night Countdown, sometimes we're all planning big life decisions. You're planning to quit your job. You're planning to divorce your spouse. You're planning to move to another city. And then just when you're about to go do that, you're like, I can't leave this job. I can't leave this spouse. I can't leave this city. I'm not doing it.
The weird part is for everyone, I think, is that, like you said, it's not that he needs money, but he's certainly conscious of it. But my point is that he could put his house up for sale any time if money's not the great motivator here. I'm going to go to something that you said, secondly, about that he could play somewhere else. I think most people listening would think that is incredibly far-fetched. Why would he?
Okay, great. I love that. Okay, look, again, let's just look at the facts, okay? He's preparing to leave Boston, okay? Is that a fact? Yes, it is. It's a fact, okay?
Okay.
Fact. Mm-hmm. He said he wants to play until he's 45, right? Now, today, I noticed he said on WEEI in Boston, I don't know whether I'll retire after this year or play another year, and I think that's fair. He doesn't know right now officially. I mean, he could wind up retiring. I think we've all heard Tom Brady talk enough to know that in a perfect world, depending on how he feels, he'd like to keep playing, which doesn't mean he will, but he'd like to. So if he's going to be leaving the Boston area and he'd like to keep playing, what does 1 + 1 equal?
Well, usually 2, but sometimes I think it might equal 3 if you've got 6 Super Bowl rings.
Okay, but see, here's the thing on something like this. Nobody wants to believe it, and that's fine. They could think it's made up. They could think it's contrived. Oh. I got it. No problem. I'm giving you the facts. You make your decision about what you think is right, and I'm telling you what I believe is going on.
Okay, no, and that's great. I believe me, I'm glad you're laying it out like this. I guess what Bobby and I discussed yesterday was if he does want to play more football, why wouldn't he want to do that with New England? And is there something underneath this that would make him want to play for another team? I guess that's what I'm asking you. Is it the Patriots would want they wouldn't want to move on from him unless he got injured like Manning or something? Like I don't know what's the underlying motivator to not want to retire as a Patriot if that exists?
Well, let me say this. I think that when you're 42 years old and you have a family and you have a wife and children and you have other people to consider and everybody sacrificed for you their entire career, sometimes maybe you want to sacrifice for other people. And it's bigger than a football decision. We in the sports world think everything revolves around just football. Why is he leaving the Patriots? What did the Patriots do? Patriots didn't do anything. They had a great run together. Sometimes in life, there are other things that transpire. There's other business opportunities. There's other personal commitments. Life sometimes happens, right? If my wife said to me today, you know what? My parents live in Florida. We're going to Florida. Okay. And I'm going to listen to what my wife tells me. If my kids said, you know what? We're not happy in our schools. We want to go to school in California where our cousins are. Maybe we go to California. Right? Like maybe for my entire life, my career, they've been all alone on Sundays and Mondays because I've given myself to ESPN. And maybe Tom has devoted himself to his craft. And maybe, you know what? He's going to listen to the people around him more than he's going to listen to himself.
Yeah. I mean, that's, Adam, you're laying out a roadmap. And a lot of people don't look at it like this because it's a sport. And it's something that everybody loves to do, but ultimately it is an occupation as well. And so there are, you know, family factors that do come into play. It's just that most people view that as being so far-fetched because of how they...
I know. Bobby, I'm just telling, like, people saying, oh, this is about leverage. Somebody doesn't need leverage.
No.
This is about trying to enhance... Somebody send me some... It's a very simple thing. I know nobody wants to believe it right now. That's fine. No problem. They don't have to believe it.
It's not that. To me, most people listening would say they'd have no shot. If Tom Brady retired after the season, no one would be shocked about it. I think the shock factor for me and other people is they would actually put on another uniform after playing only for the Patriots. That there'd have to be motivator there for him to want to do that.
But I'm not saying that he's going to put on another uniform. I'm saying it's possible he's going to put on another uniform. That it's not out of the question. What I am saying, I believe, is that I think at this point he's preparing to leave New England. I think it's pretty apparent, based on the facts of the situation.
So let me ask you this, Adam. This I'm not talking anything about the video that came out, the show that he was in with Paul Rudd. Talking about, you know, there was apparent rub, you know, where Tom wanted to keep Antonio Brown, regardless of what had happened until maybe he was suspended by the NFL. And apparently that came down from Kraft. I think maybe you had even reported that it was more of an executive decision even than a coach or obviously a player decision. Do you think that has played into this at all?
I do not. No. I think that his home went on the market, I believe, this summer. I think that he voided his contract. He set up to void his contract in the summer. All this was well in motion before Antonio Brown was signed by New England and subsequently let go by New England.
Do you know if the guys from EEI on his weekly thing asked him why he put his house up?
I don't know how they asked the questions, but I had the comments relayed to me this morning. ESPN posted a story about what Tom said on the station this morning. And I read through the whole thing. And if you just read his comments, I'm just telling you, it matches up to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. No, no,
marries up.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering if he responded directly to why he decided to put his house up now.
Hey, let me say this. It's a tough spot for him, too, right now, because I think he knows what's happening here. And you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to acknowledge it. You don't want to have to deal with it on a daily basis. You don't want to. He's focused on one thing. Going to win football games and going to win another ring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what he wants to deal with. And so when this comes, but this is not what he wants to talk about. Like, does he want to talk about Spicer? No. He wants to talk about the game Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. And I got it. And by and large, honestly, I didn't do that. It's we had the conversation on Monday Night Countdown. Frankly, I think we talked about this. I feel like I talked about it throughout the course of the year, but maybe we hadn't talked about it in such blunt.
Yeah.
Maybe that got some people's attention. But I feel like we've kind of addressed this all year long. And now maybe some people started to notice it, but they also don't believe it. And that's fine. They don't have to believe it. People are like, oh, he's not leaving New England. He would never go play for – okay. Okay, we'll see.
All right. It's very intriguing, and I'm thrilled that we had you on today about it. And we'll certainly talk to you next week. Thanks, Shefty.
Guys, have a great week. Thanks for having me. Babu, hope we'll see you in Bristol this weekend.
I'll see you up there Sunday, Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to be there all day Sunday because Monday Night Countdown is in Bristol next week. So
nice.
I'm fired up to have an entire day in the war room. I'm looking forward to that very much.
Good deal. All right, Shefty, take care, bud.
Thank you.
That's Adam Schefter, senior NFL insider for ESPN. He was on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Island.